Nelson and Bob Murphy from the Polo Grounds. The first game in, a real exciting 2-1 victory for the New York Mets. And the Mets now have won their first game of the year for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and of course the first game of this doubleheader. Last year, the Pirates won 16 of the 18 games played. They won 3 straight over Pittsburgh, and they have played so far 3 here. So in 24 games, the Mets now have won their third game against the Pittsburgh Pirates, who have proven to be very difficult against the New York boys. In the first game, the winning pitcher was Larry Bernard in relief of Roger Craig, who did a real good job. And the losing pitcher was Elroy Faith. In this second game, it's going to be right-hander Al McBean with a record of 5-1 going for Pittsburgh against Tracy Stollard for the New York Mets. Tracy making his first start as a Met. His last start came in Yankee Stadium against the New York Yankees, and that was the day that Roger Maris hit his 61st home run. In that game, Tracy pitched fine ball. The score was 1-0. Here are the starting lineup for this second game. For the New York Mets, Jimmy Pearsall will lead off and play center field. Batting second at first base, Tim Harkness. Third batter will be Ron Hunt. He's at second base. Batting fourth, playing left field, Duke Snider. Batting fifth in right field, Ed Greenbull. Batting sixth and playing shortstop, Tico Fernandez. Batting seventh and catching, Cece Coleman. Batting eighth and playing second base, make it third base, Charlie Neal. Charlie Neal at third base. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tracy Stollard. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, manager Danny Murtaugh going with the identical lineup he used in the first game with the exception of the pitcher. Dick Schofield will lead off. He'll be playing shortstop. Batting second in center field, Bill Burton. Batting third, playing right field, Willie Stargell. Batting fourth at second base, Bill Mazeroski. Batting fifth, playing in left field, Jerry Lynch. Batting sixth and catching, Smokey Burgess. The seventh man will be the first baseman, Don Glendinnen. Batting eighth and playing third base, Bob Bailey. And the pitcher, Al McBean. McBean will bat in the ninth position. You know, it certainly has been beautiful weather for baseball here the last couple of days, and just points out the fact even more that the New York area has just about everything. It's the most wonderful place in the world. Yes, you name it, and New York has got it. Parks, beaches, baseball, football, golf, lakes, amusements. People in New York have a lot to choose from, and that goes for beer, too. There are quite a few brands of beer in the market. I think it's really something that of all the brands of beer available, the Yorkers have made Rheingold Extra Dry their favorite. That's quite a tribute to the quality of Rheingold. Rheingold is brewed of the choicest ingredients, brewed the long, slow, costly way, the extra dry way. And extra dry tells you why Rheingold is so wonderful, so much more refreshing. It's beer as beer should taste. Let's get bright and clean clear through. Why not enjoy the extra refreshment of Rheingold Extra Dry Beer? Join all the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold the Dry Beer. Well, the Mets will conclude the series with the Pittsburgh Pirates here with their second game. Monday they'll play the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium. And if you haven't made your arrangements to take in that game, it should be a real hulu. Down this spring, in Florida, when the Yankees and Mets got together, it was all-out baseball. And manager Ralph Houck of the Yankees has promised to start his starting lineup with Marshall Bridges on the mound for the Yankees. Also going for the Mets, their starting lineup, and right now, Casey Stengel has not yet made up his mind as to who will pitch that game. That game will be on radio, but we suggest you come on out and see the first of a long series, a game for a worthy cause. It's for the development of Savant Baseball in the New York area for the young children around the area, so you'll be doing yourself a favor, and also some children in the New York area, a real large favor, to be taking this ball game. Tickets are on sale, and plenty of tickets are now available. Incidentally, so far on the advance sale, it's been more Yankee fans buying tickets to the game than Mets fans, which is sort of surprising. So come on out and join us at Yankee Stadium tomorrow night when the Mets take on the Yankees in the first of a long series. After the Monday night game, Milwaukee will come into town for a two-game series. They'll be playing Tuesday night on June 4th and Wednesday afternoon, June 5th. At After a day off in the sixth, St. Louis comes in for a four-game series, and then Cincinnati comes in for two to close out the 15-game homestand. Well, that's the story for baseball coming your way from the Polo Grounds on this current homestand. There goes the Mets out in the field. Scores in the National League, Houston won, Milwaukee won after nine innings of play. Bob Bruce and Denny LeMaster, the two starting pitchers still in. One home run, Warwick in the second with no one on for the Colt 45. Philadelphia in the first game won over Chicago 5-2. McLeish, the winning pitcher. Williams, Lemon, and Matthews home run. They're playing the second game under protest, and they trail by a score of 3-2 after six. As Barney Jules in for Chicago now plays the Coons. Art Mahaffey still in for Philadelphia. San Francisco Giants behind three home runs by Willie Mays defeated St. Louis 6-4. And the Giants increased their lead in the National League race by that win. They now lead by two full games. Winning pitcher was Warren Marshall, his eighth win of the year. He has lost three. He went all the way. The losing pitcher, the starter for St. Louis, Ernie Broliall. Also a home run in the game for Orlando Cepeda. Cincinnati 5, the Los Angeles Dodgers 2. Jim O'Toole was the winning pitcher. Jim now with 9 wins and 3 losses. The losing pitcher in the game was Johnny Padres. No home runs by either side. In the American League, the Yankees were shut out by Jack Kralik. A two-hitter for him, the winning pitcher. The losing pitcher was Stafford. Home runs by Adcock and Jose Askew. In the second game, it's Cleveland 2, New York nothing after 4. Williams and McDowell. At Kansas City, Washington 2, Kansas City 1 at the end of 5 innings. At Boston in the first of 2, it's the Chicago White Sox 9, the Boston Red Sox 10. They have taken over the lead 10-9 after 8 innings of play. Pitching for Boston, Raddatz, now in for Chicago, Brosnan. Also in the American League, Detroit defeated Minnesota 7-6. The winning pitcher, Fox, home runs by Allison, Kaline, Killebrew, and Calavito. Baltimore at Los Angeles, and they lead 1-0 after 2.5. Roberts against Dean Jantz. A home run by Pearson giving the Angels the lead. Right now, we're all set to go here at the Polo Grounds. The first pitch by Tracy Stollard. And it's a fastball, a swing, a foul tip caught by Choo-Choo Coleman. So Tracy Stollard making his first start as the New York Mets picks up a strike in his very first pitch. Stollard 0-3 this year, lifetime 2-10 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. He is 0-1. Big right-hander into the windup, and the pitch back to the plate. A swing and a miss for strike two. Right now, real tough to see at the plate. Outfield very glary. A shadow running across between home plate and the pitcher's mound. Schofield batting 233. No home runs and 10 runs batted in. No hits in the first game. He was 0-4. Nick is a switch hitter. Looking for the signs. Here's the pitch now. And he misses high. A fastball. One ball, two strikes. For the Mets, Tim Harkness at first base. At second base, Ron Hunt. At shortstop, it's Chico Fernandez. At third base, Charlie Neal. On the outfield, Duke Snyder, Jerry Pearsall, and Ed Greenbull. Behind the plate, Choo-Choo Coleman. One ball, two strikes. The first batter to bat in the second game. And the curve is low inside. Two balls and two strikes. After Schofield, it'll be Bill Burton and Willie Stargell. Schofield chokes up on the bat about 4 inches, holds the bat high. Here's a 2-2 pitch, a foul ball, out of play, and the count holds at two balls and two strikes. Evan Tracy Stollard on the mound. 25 years of age, 6'5", 205 pounds. He lives in Harrell, Virginia. He was born there, originally signed by the Boston Red Sox. He was acquired by the Mets along with Pompey Green in a trade that sent Felix Mantilla to the Sox. Now again at 2-2. And he's high with a fastball for full count now, 3-2. Another count, 3-2. Dick Schofield leading off here in the second ball game. First game won by the New York Mets and Kennedy 2-1. That game a real wild one. Here's 3-2, and there's a swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball right through there, and Schofield goes down as the first out of the game. That will bring up Bill Burton. Well, in case you were listening to the first game, we finally found out what actually happened on the ball hit to left field that the winning run scored on for the Mets. It was hit to left center field. Jerry Lynch was in left field. He got a late shot, came charging on. Bill Burton from center came over thinking that Lynch could not get to the ball. He got his glove on the ball, Bill Burton, and then Lynch hit him at the same time. An error was given to Jerry Lynch, the left fielder, for knocking the ball out of Bill Burton's glove. Going on the play from second base was Rod Caniel. That gave the Mets a 2-1 win. Here's the first pitch to Burton, the curve over for strike one. Really couldn't tell who had what on the ball at any time because they all arrived together, neither outfielder knowing that the other was there. Boy, they hit hard, but both in the ball game here in the second game. Here's the pitch back to the plate. One ball, one strike. Burton batting 234. One home run, 11 runs batted in. Left-hand batter, the 1-1 pitch. Popped up. Mitchie Coleman in foul territory calling for the ball. And he makes the catch. So Tracy Stollard has disposed of his first two men as a starting pitcher for the Mets, and now he'll work to Willie Stargell. Stargell, left-hand batter, hitting 286. Runs, 12 runs batted in. Stargell with one hit in the first game. That was a hit to deep second base. He beat it out. Then he checks on a fastball that's high for ball one. Tracy Stollard throws hard. He has a good fastball. He has good size, good motion, and he throws a good curve, but has trouble getting the curve over. Not 1-0. There's the fastball. It swung on. One ball, one strike. Bright sunlight in the outfield, the only part of the playing field in shadow. Plate area. Nod 1-1. Stollard comes back to the plate high at the fastball. Two balls and one strike. Far right field corner down to the right center field area, also in shadow. Stollard back to the plate. And the curveball has popped up the shallow left field, the sun field. Dick Snyder coming in, glasses down. And he makes the catch to retire the side. 1-2-3 for Tracy Stollard in the top half of the first. And the score of the Pirates, nothing. The New York Mets coming to bat. You know, this is the time of year when everybody is trying to guess who will win the National League flag. And the way things are going, it's pretty hard to tell. Well, at this point, the San Francisco Giants, by defeating St. Louis today, have a two-game lead. St. Louis in second place. They trail by two, of course. And in Los Angeles, the Dodgers in third. They're 3.5 back. Seems like nobody ever agrees who will win. People pick different teams for different reasons. But when it comes to selecting New York's favorite beers, well, millions agree. It's Rheingold Extra Dry. And the reason? Because Rheingold has a flavor all its own. And dry tells you why. Two little words extra dry tell you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costly way for a flavor and taste that's crisp and bright and clean clear through. Brewed extra dry to be extra refreshing. So why don't you stock in a supply of refreshing Rheingold and enjoy a glass along with the game. Soon you'll find yourself joining the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. And while we wait for Jimmy Pearsall to come up for the Mets to lead off here in the bottom half of the first, we'll use the opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, the best in music, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Bob Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from the Polo Grounds, the final game of this four-game series. The Pirates won the first two. The Mets won the first of the doubleheader. They won it 2-1 in 10 innings. Now they're starting to work on the second. Pittsburgh out 1-2-3 in the top of the first. And now it's the Mets' turn. It'll be Jimmy Pearsall, Tim Harkness, and Ron Hunt against the right-hander Al McBean. McBean with 5 wins and 1 loss, and his first pitch is outside, ball one. Alvin O'Neill McBean. He's from the Virgin Islands, and the pitch back is on for strike one. 1-1. Now, last year, a 15-10 year for Pittsburgh. There's the swing by Pearsall. 1-2. Jimmy batting 152. He's been in quite a slump. He's hit the ball well throughout the slump, getting no luck at all. Now the McBean back to the plate, and he just misses. Ball two. 2-2. First game for Pearsall saw him go 0-4. He hit the ball very well twice. He now is 0-21. And he takes low for ball three. 3-2. Jimmy Sacrifice set up a chance for the winning run to score from second base in the 10th inning. There's a check and a swing. The ball fouled out of play. So the count will stay at 3-2. McBean, 5-1 this year, 23-13 lifetime in the Major Leagues, 2-0 against the Mets. There is ball four. Pitch almost hit Pearsall. He had to go down. So the Mets get their first base runner. First one in this game, and it brings up Tim Harkness. Left-hand batter. And a throw to first base finds Pearsall back. Jim had one hit and four times up in the first game. He is batting 248. There's a swing and a miss for strike one. McBean, in his only other try against the Mets this year, worked two-thirds of an inning and walked four men. Pitch back to the plate, a call strike. 0-2 now. Game was won by Pittsburgh by a score of 5-2. McBean did not get credit for it. Now the two-strike pitch fouled in the dirt. So the count will stay at 0-2. He gave up one run, allowed no hits, but walked four people, struck out none. So he was wild, as you can well see, in his only try against the Mets this year. As the right-hander comes back to Harkness, and the foul ball goes down the left field side out of play. McBean defeated Cincinnati on April 14th 1-0. He went 9 innings, gave up 10 hits. Walked 1, struck out 5. He lost to Cincinnati on April 21st when he worked 2 1/3 innings. Then he pitched against the New York Mets and got not involved in the decision. There's a swing and again a foul ball, so the count stays at 0-2. He beat L.A. 13-2. He beat St. Louis 4-3. And he beat Houston 6-5 and Milwaukee 5-2. Last two in relief. His only loss to Cincinnati. There again is a foul ball. So Tim Harkness keeps McBean working on the mound. Count holding it 0-2. McBean got his start in baseball rather strangely. He was a photographer working for a St. Thomas paper. It was called the St. Thomas Home Journal, and he was assigned to take pictures of the Pirates tryout camp. There's a bouncing ball at second, a chance for two. Mazurowski to second base in time, the first base in time, a double play. So Jimmy Pearsall, who walked, is erased, and now McBean has two outs, and he'll pitch to Ron Hunt. 4-6-3 double play. Ron batting 253. Three home runs and 13 runs batted in. We'll check that because I believe he's batting higher than that. Going on with a story about McBean, he was a photographer trying to take pictures of the Pirates. After he did his job, they asked him to work out. He did and got signed up as a ball player. First pitch to Hunt. Inside ball one. Hunt at 273. On deck batter, Duke Snyder. Bottom half of the first, no score. McBean outside, and the count now, two balls and no strikes. It was Ron Hunt who hit that fly ball to left center field that was dropped by Verdon when Lynch ran into him. It allowed the Mets to win the first game 2-1 in the 10th inning. Foul ball going out of play. Two balls and one strike. Back to the plate at 2-1. And he's inside with a fastball for three balls and one strike. McBean is 25 years of age, 5'11 and 1/2 inches. Weighs 165 pounds. And there's ball four. So two walks in the inning. One erased by the double play, and the Mets bring up Duke Snyder. And it was his ninth home run of the season that kept the ball game going for the Mets. His home run in the fourth inning gave the Mets their first run. They picked up their second in the tenth. Pirates tied the game in the top of the ninth off Roger Gray. Hard ground ball to second. Mazurowski goes the easy way to the shortstop, covering the second base for the fourth out, and that does it. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors. The double play and one man left on, and the score 2-1. The Pirates nothing, the New York Mets nothing. Well, the Pirates move on to other places after this doubleheader. The Mets will play the Yankees Monday night, and then they'll take up under official National League action on Tuesday night. Playing the Boston Braves now move to Milwaukee. Milwaukee coming in for a night game on Tuesday night, June the 4th, and an afternoon game on Wednesday, June the 5th. I guess you'd have to say the greatest moment for the Mets fans was when the New York players swept a four-game series from the Milwaukee Braves. Milwaukee had come into town with a seven-game winning streak. The Mets knocked them off four straight to rack up their longest winning streak in their history. Later on, they won five to erase that streak. So you'll be seeing Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron, who's leading the major leagues in home runs. Hank is having quite a season. He has 16 home runs. And he'll be in here along with Brooklyn's Joe Torre, Warren Spahn, Frank Bowling, and others. Tickets for these games and all other games available at three convenient locations, downtown at Pennsylvania Station and Grand Central Station, out here at the Polo Grounds at the advanced reservation window. So if you have major plans, why don't you join us out here at the Polo Grounds for Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. The Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Top of the second now, no score. Bill Mazeroski leads off. Tracy Stollard with a fine fastball, strike one, a swing and a miss. Maz at 287, four home runs, 18 runs batted in. And he takes high, one ball, one strike. The way that Mazeroski went at that pitch, you can tell that he's having trouble finding the ball. It's real glary in center field, and this time of day, it's the pitcher's way all the way. Tracy back, a check and a swing. It's fouled out of play, and the count stays now to 1-2. His first start for the Mets worked the first inning 1-2-3. He struck out Dick Schofield. Bill Burton was out on the foul ball. Willie Stargell was out on the fly ball to left field. And there's a strike call in the outside corner. Fastball for strikeout number two for Tracy Stollard. One out here in the top of the second. No score. The batter is Jerry Lynch. Batting 232, five home runs, 13 runs batted in. He bats from the left-hand side, and he's all right. He was in quite a collision with Bill Burton, but he's okay. Hard swing, strike one. Jerry was 0 for 4 in the first game. He's had two home runs in the series, one of them winning a 2-0 game for Don Swall. Pirates won the first game 2-0, and Swall pitched the fine shutout. They won the second 10-1 on a two-hitter by Bob Friend. There's a curveball over, strike call, strike two. And the Mets won 2-1 in 10 innings with Larry Bernard getting the win. Roger Craig pitched 8 1/3 innings of that 2-1 game. Gave up only one run. And he received no credit or discredit for it. Actually, on the record, it was a 7-strikeout performance with one walk. Now 2 strikes, a fastball swung on and missed, strike three. So Stollard with 3 strikeouts against his first 5 men. 2 in a row, he'll work to Smokey Burgess. Smokey drove in the only run of the game for the in the first game. He singled to center field to score Mazeroski from third base. Batting at 282. He also had a double to go along. So he has raised his average so far here today. He has 3 home runs, and there's a drive to right. Back is Greenbull. He is by the wall, and he makes the catch to retire the side. So it's 1-2-3 for the second time in a row for Tracy Stollard. And the score after 1.5 innings of play, the Pirates nothing, the New York Mets nothing. And now for a change of pace, a musical medley.
New York's first choice is Michael Beck's drive here. It's a new life and twist and drive, and clearly extra drive. You too will find the next time that you buy here. It's parking through the one for you, one thing will tell you why. Michael through.
The way Rheingold Extra Dry tastes. Brewed of the choicest ingredients, the long, slow way, Rheingold is the largest selling beer in town. Try Lions.
My beer is Reinhold's, and my beer. Think of Reinhold whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, it's not sweet. It's a dry flavor, treat for to dry.
Bottom half of the second inning. The score, nothing, and the Mets coming up. Eddie Cranepool will lead off. He'll be followed by Chico Fernandez and Choo Choo Coleman. Cranepool, 2-for-2 in the first game. He got in the game by accident because Frank Thomas was playing in left field. Frank was ejected by umpire Frank Waltz for arguing on a call, third strike in the fourth inning. And when he was sent to the showers, Ed got back in the game. And he came through with two big hits. There's a fun attempt in the first pitch by Al McBean. It's foul for strike one. Strikeout, no score, no one out, bottom half of the second inning. Here's McBean back, and it's outside. One ball, one strike. McBean throws with no windup at all. He sets the ball right at his belt buckle. Takes the sign there, turns and throws. Swing and a miss for strike two. One purpose for this is usually to cut down a wildness. McBean has been troubled by being wild in his early part of his career. And there's the pitch back that's inside. Two balls, two strikes. Cranepool at 255 with his 2-for-2. 33 hits and 146 times to bat. One home run, eight runs batted in. There's a foul ball down toward Cookie Lavagetto. He fields it, throws it on in. The 255 that Ed has on his batting average, it's been compiled the hard way. He's had to play against left-hand pitching. That Ed has on his batting average, it's been compiled the hard way. He's had to play against left-hand pitching. Oh, he feels it, throws it on in. Or the 255 that Ed has on his batting average, it's been compiled the hard way. He's had to play against left-hand pitching. Such as Sandy Koufax, Jim O'Toole. He was playing all the way in the road trip. Here's the pitch back. It's inside. Three balls and two strikes. Now, Smokey Burgess in a discussion, little day-to-day with umpire Ken Burkhardt. Smokey complained on the last two pitches. There's a drive to center field by Bill Hanga. Bill Burton moves in and makes the catch. The ball well hit. It's too well, in fact, and Burton got to it. And with one out, Chico Fernandez comes up. Chico, a perfect day in the first game of the doubleheader. He had three hits and also walked. And he is batting 255. The first pitch to Chico, right-hand batter, is low. A swing and a miss for strike one. Chico singles to center field his first time up against Vernon Law. Walked his second. Single to left his third time up against Law. And then single against Elroy Face to left field. Pitch back, a ball. One ball, one strike. Correction on Cranepool's batting average. He's batting 224 now. There's a strike through. One strike, two balls. No score. One out here in the bottom half of the second inning. One and two as McBean comes back to Fernandez, and he strikes him out. Curveball in the outside part of the plate. Fernandez swinging, and that strikeout, the first one in the game for McBean. Now stepping in the batter's box. He drew at 170, 1-for-5. He was robbed of being a hero in the first game when he lined into a double play with the winning run on at third base in the ninth inning. John Condon at first base making a good play to get him out. First pitch fouled down in the dirt, strike one. No base hit. Two men out, bottom half of the second. Fine pitching duel in the first game. Another one starting to unfold right here at the Polo Grounds in the second. Outside, one ball, one strike. Mets have had three good pitching performances in the series against Pittsburgh. Bouncing ball hits foul. One and two now to Coleman. In the first game, which saw Don Quall win at 2-0, Carl Willie pitched four-hit ball for seven innings. He was a losing pitcher. And then Roger Craig pitched five ball in the first game of this doubleheader. Gave up only one run in 8 1/3 innings. Here's a pitch back to the plate. It's two balls and two strikes now. The pitch high and outside. Also, Larry Benares in relief of Craig pitching outstanding ball. Outside again high. Three balls and two strikes. Benares came in relief of Roger Craig and picked up the win in the first game, and he worked a total of 2 1/3 innings. Allowed no runs and no hits. There's a ground ball that goes through the hole on a 3-2 pitch in the right field. Coleman rounds and holds there, and the Mets now have a base runner with two men out. End of the game, and now Johnny Neal comes up. Johnny wearing the bright glasses that help give you some vision in the shadows at home plate. Quite a few of the Mets have taken to wearing them in the second game of the doubleheader. Charlie batting 229, one home run, 11 runs batted in. A lob throw to first, Coleman back. A hard throw at first, but Coleman beats the tag. No score. Bottom half of the second. Two men out. Coleman at first base, the first man to reach for the Mets. There's a swing and a foul back on the screen, and strike one. The pitch swung on and missed. The throw to second base, not in time. A stolen base for 2-2 Coleman. Or 2-2, his second stolen base this year, and he beat Devin by a large margin. So the Mets have a runner at second with two out. The count 0-2 to Charlie Neal. Ball low on the count, 1-2 now. Now seen in the stretch in back to Neal. There's a curve swung on a miss, held on to actually, a foul tip into the glove of Smokey Burgess and advertised the side. Second strikeout for Albert Bean and for the Mets in the inning, no runs on one hit. No errors, a stolen base and a man left at second base. And the score at the end of two innings of play, the Pilots nothing, the New York Mets nothing. Well, undoubtedly, you've heard the new official song of the New York Mets entitled Meet the Mets. You've been listening to our broadcast and telecast. Well, you just have to have heard it because it's played before each game as well as before all Mets home games. This catchy tune is available in 45 RPM recording with a vocal on one side and an instrumental on the other. To obtain your copy of the record Meet the Mets, send $1 to Mets Official Song, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. That's Mets Official Song, Polo Grounds, New York 39, New York. And while we wait for Tracy Sullivan to start the third, let's take time out here for station identification.
You're tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Mets station. The time, 30 seconds before 6 o'clock, the temperature, 82 degrees.
Steve Nelson and Bob Murphy from the Polo Grounds. No score in the second game. We're in the top of the third. First game won by the Mets 2-1. In the National League, in 12 innings, the game going now to the 13th inning. It's Houston 1, Milwaukee 1. Woody Jett now in place of Bob Bruce, the starting pitcher for the Colt 45. Kenny LaMaster is still in for the Milwaukee Braves. Philadelphia beat Chicago 5-2 in the first game. In the second game, Chicago leads 3-2 after 8.5 innings of play. Schultz and Mahaffey, that game played under protest by Philadelphia. San Francisco 6-4 over St. Louis. They increased their league lead now to 2 games. 3 home runs in that game by Willie Mays as Juan Marichal went all the way, his 8th win of the year. Right here, though, it's Don Glendinning, and the first pitch by Tracy Stollard is outside, ball one. Here's the final on that Chicago game. The Cubs won it to split the doubleheader 3-2. The winning pitcher was Schultz in relief. Philadelphia winning the first 5-2. Cubs the second, 3-2. Stollard back with a fastball to Glendinning. It's high for ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Cincinnati defeated the Dodgers 5-2. The winning pitcher was O'Toole, his 9th win of the year. Losing pitcher Padres, no home runs in that game. Stollard with a fastball, and he picks up a strike and a foul ball. So the Cat, 2 balls and 1 strike. In the American League, Cleveland shut out New York 5-0 in the first game. A two-hitter for Jack Kralik. In the second game, it's Cleveland 4, New York 2 after 5.5. Hamilton now pitching in place of Williams. In for Cleveland McDowell, he was the starting pitcher. Kansas City 4, Washington 3 after 6. Klein and Segee. Boston defeated Chicago 11-9 in the first game. In the second game, it's Wood and Pizarro. That game just getting underway. Now it's 2-1 to Don Glendinning. He looks, it's called strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. At Minnesota, Detroit 7, the Twins 6, the winning pitcher Fox in relief. And Baltimore at Los Angeles, the Angels out in front 5-1 after 4.5. McCormick in for Baltimore in place of Roberts. Dean Chance going all the way for the Angels. Now a 2-2. Foul ball going off to the right side. Coach Tracy Stollard keeps the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Glendinning batting 288. 6 home runs, 19 runs batted in. He's been tough in this series. Six hits and 13 trips to the plate. 4-for-5 Saturday against the Mets. 1-for-4 in the first game. Stollard again now, 2-2. A curveball, he struck him out. A hard swing. And that strikeout number 4 for Tracy Stollard. The pitching out to 7 men. Stollard has struck out 4. The other 3 were retired on fly balls. That'll bring up Bob Bailey. Bob batting 234, a right-hand batter with 5 home runs and 16 runs batted in. Game, one out in the top of the third. There's a foul back in the screen on a fastball up around the shoulders. Strike one. Bailey was one hit and 4 trips to the plate in the first game, won by the Mets 2-1. To work, and a change of speed is on there. Strike 2 call right on the outside corner. Been a long time between starts for Tracy Stollard in the major leagues. His last start came against the Yankees, and that was a game that Roger Maris hit a home run, sort of a very memorial home run for Roger, his 61st. 2 strikes, it's hot. One hit and 4 trips to the plate in the first game, won by the Mets 2-1. Stollard back to work, and a change of speed is on there. Strike 2 call right on the outside corner. Been a long time. It's called strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. At Minnesota, Detroit 7, the Twins 6, the winning pitcher Fox in relief. And Baltimore at Los Angeles, the Angels out in front 5-1 after 4.5. McCormick in for Baltimore in place of Roberts. Dean Chance throwing all the way for the Angels. Now a 2-2. Foul ball going off to the right side. Boston defeated Chicago 11-9 in the first game. In the second game, it's Wood and Pizarro. That game just getting underway. Now it's 2-1 to Don Clendenin. He looks, it's called strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. At Minnesota, Detroit 7, the Twins 6, the winning pitcher Fox in relief. And Baltimore at Los Angeles. The Angels out in front 5-1 after 4.5. McCormick in for Baltimore in place of Roberts. Dean Chance throwing all the way for the Angels. Now a 2-2. Foul ball going off to the right side. So Tracy Stollard keeps the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin batting 288. 6 home runs, 19 runs batted in. He's been tough in this series. Six hits and 13 trips to the plate. 4-for-5 Saturday against the Mets. 1-for-4 in the first game. Stollard again now at 2-2. A curveball. He struck him out. A hard swing. And that strikeout number 4 for Tracy Stollard. The pitching now to 7 men. Stollard has struck out 4. The other 3 are retired on fly balls. That'll bring up Bob Bailey. Bob batting 234. A right-hand batter with 5 home runs and 16 runs batted in. Score in this game, one out in the top of the third. There's a foul back in the screen on a fastball up around the shoulders. Strike one. Bailey with 1 hit and 4 trips to the plate in the first game, won by the Mets 2-1. Back
back to work.
And a change of speeds is on there. Strike two tall, right in the outside corner. Been a long time between starts for Tracy Stollard in the major leagues. His last start came against the Yankees, and that was a game that Roger Maris hit a home run. Sort of a very memorial home run for Roger, his 61st. Two strike pitch high. One ball, two strikes. Stollard's had a very unusual record in the major leagues. He went 37 times to the mound before he picked up either a victory or a loss. So far this year, he's 0-3, all in relief. Now working his first game as a start. Curveball is high. Two balls and two strikes now. Last year, he pitched one inning for Boston, allowed no runs and no hits, and was not involved in the decision. He also was at Seattle, pitched in 38 games, and was 7-6. Pitch back, a foul ball again. Stollard appears to be very fast, and of course, he's helped right now by the toughness in seams at the plate. Has moved beyond the mound, which helps the batter a little bit. Pitcher is pitching in complete shadow, but still a bright, glary background. Two balls and two strikes, one out top of the third, no score. And Stollard with a curveball, strikes him out. Two in a row, number five in the ball game, and Stollard now has struck out five of the first eight men that he has pitched to. And he'll work to the pitcher, Al McBean. McBean is 2-for-15, a 133 average. He bats from the right-hand side. Tracy struck out Dick Schofield in the first inning. Bill Mazeroski and Jerry Lynch in the second has now picked up his first two men here in the third, Don Glendon and then Bob Bailey. First pitch to McBean, a curve high for ball one. Three of the strikeouts have been swinging, the other two were looked at. Back and 1-0, and he picks up a strike with a fastball on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. There's a strike called, another fastball. This one on the outside corner about waist high. So Tracy only one strike away from a strikeout inning. One ball and two strikes. Stollard taking on the first sign. Choo-choo Coleman sending the signs out. And now the windup for the 1-2 pitch. Curveball hit sharply to the shortstop, knocked down by Fernandez. The throw to first base is in time. That ball hit hard to short. Chico Fernandez got in front of it, blocked it, kept it in front of him. He picked it up and got his man by half a step. So a 1-2-3 inning, and Tracy Stollard has pitched to nine men and retired them all. And the score at the end of 2.5 innings of play, the Pirates nothing, the New York Mets nothing. Say, here's one of my favorite Rheingold riddles. Matter of fact, it's a double one. You ready? Batter hits a long drive fair. The outfielder, standing in fair territory, jumps. The ball brushes off his glove and goes into the stands fair. What is it? A home run? I thought you knew that one, but is this the same situation? The batter hits a long drive fair. The outfielder, again standing in fair territory, jumps. The ball brushes off his glove and goes in the stands foul. Is that also a home run? Think about that one. Well, the rule says that it's a two-base hit. Now to go from one of my favorite riddles to my favorite beer, Langold Extra Dry. Why is Langold my favorite beer? Because I'm just like you. I've tried the others, but Langold has a flavor that's bright and crisp and clean clear through. I find Langold is a beer that's easy to assure you will too. So why not join me in a tall, cool glass, refreshing glass of Langold? Half of the third, no score in the game. The Mets have the only base hit. And leading off here for the Mets is Tracy Stollard. And he swings hard at the first pitch, strike one. Only base hit off Al McBean came off the bat of Choo Choo Coleman. McBean back to the plate, and it's low, one ball, one strike. Stollard is 0 for 1. This is his second time at bat this year. He's been used in relief and, of course, usually in the late innings. Now the right-hander with another strike, this time a swing. One ball, two strikes. Pitch, an overhand curveball that misses down too low. Two balls and two strikes now. Well, a big day for Willie Mays. Giants winning 6-4. Willie Mays hitting three home runs. Pitch low again. Now it's a full count to Tracy Stollard. Three balls and two strikes. Three home runs accounting for four runs. The other run came in on a home run by Cepeda. The fifth run. They won it 6-4. Merrishaw all the way for his eighth win. There's a hard ground ball, a 3-2 pitch down to short. The ball comes up, but Dick Schofield came up with it. He fielded the ball perfectly and threw on over to first base. After going 3-2 to the pitcher, McBean has his first out here in the third, and the batter will be Jimmy Pearsall. Jimmy walked his first time up. He's batting 152, 0 for 1. Bouncing ball, the first pitch to second base. Mazurowski drops it, and he throws out number two. Two ground balls for two outs, and the batter will be Jim Harkness. Jim hit into a double play his first time up. Batting at 245. No score, bottom half, 2 men out. And there's the ball bounced high off of the glove of the pitcher, McBean. He plays with it for about 2 minutes, it seemed like. And he picked it up and threw out his man. A fine play by McBean on a real high bouncing ball back to the mound. So it's a 1-2 inning, 3 inning for McBean. And the score at the end, 3 innings of play. The Pirates, nothing. The New York Mets, nothing. Well, in case you missed it, the New York Mets will be playing in the American League tomorrow night. Now they haven't been transferred. It's just that there's a real good occasion for it. The Mets are going to be playing the Yankees in a game for the benefit of Sandlot Baseball in New York City. That game will start at 8 p.m., and there are still plenty of tickets available for you fans to get behind and support baseball and also to entertain yourself in Yankee Stadium. The game will be on radio, including the network, at 7:55. And don't forget, when you come on out, if you're going to the game, that the Polo Grounds parking lot will be open. Tickets for the game are available at the ticket locations around the city, downtown at Pennsylvania Station and Grand Central Station. Also right out here at the Polo Grounds at the advanced reservation window. That's the Yankees and the Mets at 7:45 radio time, game time at 8 o'clock in Yankee Stadium. Now we're moving to the top of the fourth inning. Another pitching duel unfolding right before you. And here to bring you the pitches and play-by-play is Lindsey Nelson.
half counter.
It'll be the top of the batting order up for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Dick Schofield. He's been up one time and he struck out swinging. Tracy Stallard on the mound for the New York Mets. The Mets won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 2-1 in 10 innings. Schofield is a switch hitter batting left. Working on the baseball for the moment. Now looks in to get his sign from Choo Choo Coleman. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for ball one. Top half of the fourth inning, no score in the game. Through three innings, the Mets have no runs on one hit and no errors. The Pirates, no runs on no hits and no errors. Charlie Neal in on the edge of the grass at third base. Salad set to work, and it's low for a ball. 2-0 to Dick Schofield. He has a batting average up to the minute of .232. Salad working slowly, deliberately, as he usually does. Pitch is fired low. Three balls, no strikes. So Salad has fallen far behind on Dick Schofield, standing straight up at the plate. Now here is the 3-0 offering, fired right in there for a call, strike one. 3-1, nobody on, nobody out. Coleman walks several feet out in front of the plate before returning the ball to Tracy Stallard. Bill Burton is waiting around on deck for the Pirates. The victory by the Mets over the Pittsburgh Pirates in the first game today was the first win this season for the Mets over Pittsburgh. The Pirates had taken four in Pittsburgh and two here previously. 3-1 pitch in there for a call, strike two. Schofield had a notion, didn't go. The official paid attendance here this afternoon, 18,844. The total in the ballpark, 19,387. We'll have a payoff pitch here from Tracy Stallard to Dick Schofield. And it's on the way. Swung on, it's a ground ball to first. Taken deep by Harkness. He plays to Stallard, covering in time, and he's out. One away, nobody on base, and Bill Burton coming up now. Left-hand batter, been up one time, fouled out to the catcher. Burton's batting average is .233. Nothing in the Mets, nothing, and today's doubleheader concludes the current series between these two teams. The Mets will be across the river at Yankee Stadium tomorrow night, and the Milwaukee Braves will be in here on Tuesday night. Stallard pitches in there for a called strike to Bill Burton. Staying in on the edge of the grass against the left-hand batter. Again, Salad starts the motion. He checked it, did not take it through, and it's low. 1-1 now to Bill Burton. Burton began his professional baseball career with the New York Yankee organization. Went to the St. Louis Cardinals in the deal that saw Enos Slaughter come to the Yankees. Later Later was traded to the Pirates in exchange for Bobby Del Greco. Pitch is swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Was Rookie of the Year in the National League, his first year with the St. Louis Cardinals. Wings them out as he waits here. He wears glasses. The 1-2 pitch swung on and has a high fly ball to center field. Pearsall has called. He's underneath with the glasses down, and he makes the catch. On base, and that'll bring up Willie Stargell. Stargell's been up one time, flat out to left. Pirates nothing, the Mets nothing. Top half of the fourth inning. Mets swing the defense around toward right on the big left-hand batter. His average to the moment is .282. Winds and fires, swung out and missed for strike one. Two men out, nobody on base. Bill Mazeroski waiting around on deck.
Coming up. time and he grounded out. He had a home run in the first game today. Looked for a long time as though that home run would stand up as the difference and enable Roger Craig to get into the victory column, but the Pirates tied it in the ninth. Larry Bernard came out in relief to get the win. He's in there for a call strike. Bernard pitched 1 2/3 innings in the first game to get the victory. As Craig would relieve with one out in the ninth. This pitch is on away for a ball. 1-1 Duke Snyder. Ed Greenfield is on deck. First game when Frank Thomas was ejected by umpire Frank Walsh for protesting a third strike call. Thomas, of course, can play in this game. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Outside, it's 3-1. No score in the game. The ground ball topped down toward first. Slim Dennett makes the play unassisted in time. And Snyder has grounded out. Two away, nobody on, and Ed Greenfield's coming up. Been up one time, and he right out in center. You know, baseball and Rheingold make a great team, so pour a tall, cold glass of Rheingold Extra Dry and settle back for the play-by-play. McBean into the windup. Here's the pitch to the left-hand batter in there for a call, strike one. Chico Fernandez now moves up to the on-deck position. Is fired low, 1-1. Oakie Burgess getting a lot of action behind the plate today for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here's a 1-1 pitch. He's in there for a call strike. 1-2. Between games, we were talking to Marlon Obrisky, who is here with the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's a concessionaire who has been in Pittsburgh for many, many years, handling concessions at leading sports events. He was telling us about today. The man told him a whole lot of Ralph Kiner, but here's a pitch. Low for ball. It's 2-2. He said he made the deal for all the Ralph Kiner buttons, walked in the ballpark, went upstairs, and discovered Ralph Kiner just been traded to the Chicago Cubs. The trouble was there was a P on the cap, meaning Pittsburgh. If he'd have been traded to the Phillies, he said it would have been different, but he was a little out of business. Here's 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled out. Count holds it 2-2. He said that he did get rid of a few hundred of those buttons to the Chicago Cubs. And actually, we were looking for a sample, and we got one from Yash Kawana, the clubhouse man in Chicago. Yash still has a few of them around. Here's 2-2 pitch. Tied tight, and it's out to 3-2 now to Ed Greenfield. Two men out, nobody on base, no score in this game. Swinging a foul ball, chopped off. Count holds full at 3-2. Obrisky said that his worst night in the concessions business in more than 40 years, however, came at a Friday night football game between Pittsburgh and Notre Dame when he loaded up with hot dogs and didn't sell many. He said nobody told him that there were two Catholic institutions playing, and he couldn't understand for a long time why he was selling no hot dogs on Friday night. Here's 3-2 pitch. And he walked him. Goes down to first base.
You know, Lindsay, they still claim over there, Pittsburgh, he's still selling those same hot dogs he was stuck with for that game.
I told him that you claimed that, Ralph, and he didn't really deny it entirely. He just sort of finessed it here and there. Chico Fernandez is coming up. He's been up one time, but he struck out swinging. Two men out, the runner at first. Being checked. The pitch is in there for a called strike. Marno Brisky said that in 40 years, of course, he's never seen anything like the crowd at the Polo Grounds. He said Friday night, with some 16,000 on hand, he thought there were 100,000 from the noise they were making. Here's a swing and a ground ball to short. Schofield is up with it. He plays to Mazeroski for the fourth, and that's all. In the bottom of the fourth, the Mets got no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And at the end of four full innings of play, it's the Pirates nothing, the Mets nothing. Now we'll take a look at scores of other games all around the Major League. In the National League, Milwaukee Braves and the Houston Colt 45s are playing now in the bottom half of the fourth inning, still tied 1-1. Keep in mind that the Milwaukee Braves will be in here Tuesday night. First game, the doubleheader, the Phillies defeated the Cubs 5-2. And the second game, the Cubs defeated the Phillies 3-2. That one played under protest for the Phils. Mahaffey was the loser and Schultz the winner in that second game. Giants beat the Cardinals 6-4. Margell all the way for the win. Broglio took the loss. Willie Mays had three homers. Orlando Cepeda had one for the Giants. And the Reds defeated the Dodgers 5-2. Jim O'Toole the winner, and Padres was the loser. The American League, Cleveland shut out the Yankees 5-0. Kralik the winner. Stafford the loser. Gokanaskiu homered for Cleveland. Second game, New York beat the Cleveland Indians 7-2, so they split their twin bill. Cleveland 7 and the New York Yankees 2. That score is corrected. Cleveland took both ends of the doubleheader. They beat the Yanks 5-0 and they beat the Yanks 7-2. As McDowell was the winner in the second game and Williams was the loser. The end of eight innings of play, the Kansas City A's 4 and the Washington Senators 4. Boston Red Sox beat the White Sox 11-9 in the first game, and the White Sox are leading 1-0 at the end of two innings in the second game. Detroit beat the Minnesota Twins 7-6. Right here, Bill Mazeroski is coming up for the Pirates in the top of the fifth. Dallas pitches high for ball one. Going to the top of the eighth inning in Los Angeles, the Angels 7 and the Baltimore Orioles 2. Roberts started for Baltimore, McCormick in the fifth, Miller in the seventh. Dean Chance is going for the Angels. Pearson and Lee Thomas have homered in the ballgame for the Angels. Mazeroski has been up one time and he was called out on strike. Tracy Stallard looking in to get his side into the windup, and here is the pitch. A little tight. Mazeroski hits the dirt. 2-0. Stallard has struck out six, walked none. Working slowly and deliberately. The 2-0 pitch. In there for a call strike. Jerry Lynch is on deck for the Pirates. Stallard tugging at the cap. Now up on the rubber. Feet together. He looks in to get the sign. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Low for ball. Three balls, one strike. The return throw, Juju Coleman bounces up to Tracy Stallard. Stallard now behind 3-1. Takes a moment to rub up the ball. Mazeroski waits. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on on it. Foul back, and right now we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady. 8:10 in your dial, where the time is 32 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at the Polo Grounds. John has gone full at 3-2 to Mazeroski, leading off for the Pirates in the top of the fifth. No score in this game. The Mets won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 2-1 in 10 innings. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side, out of play. The count holds full at 3-2. Out to dirt, in front of the rubber. Mazeroski waits, wide stance to plate. Here's the motion for the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, foul back and out of play. The count continues to hold full at 3-2 to Bill Mazeroski. Waiting to settle himself into the batter's box. Salad looking around the outfield. Goes to the rosin bag. Tracy Stallard working very carefully, slowly, deliberately. Now he's looking to get the sign. Pitch. Swung on and belted into left field. Moving over is Pearsall and Snyder. Pearsall makes the catch. Pearsall cutting in front of Snyder to make the catch. And Mazeroski has lined to center. One out, nobody on in the top of the fifth, and Jerry Lynch is coming up. He's been up one time and he struck out swinging, a left-hand batter. So the Mets defense now swings over toward right field. Time of day, it is tough out there where Mazeroski hit that ball just now. Duke Snyder started over, but Pearsall had a better jump and came on to make the catch in front of him. Dallard now with the pitch, and it's high for a ball. No score. The Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. Is set to work and a swing and a miss. 1-1 to count. Dallard has struck out six and walked none. He and Al McBean locked up here in a pitcher's duel. It's a foul ball off the line at third. Charlie Neal should have a play. He's there, and he makes the catch. So Lynch is fouled off to third. Two men out, nobody on base. And the top half of the fifth inning, and Smokey Burgess is coming up. Smokey drove in the only run the Pirates got. In the first game, he drove Mazeroski in from third base. And the top half of the ninth to send the game into extra innings. He has been up one time here and flied out deep to right field. Ball was taken by Craneville, well back in the warning track. We're just batting 279 right now. Salad's pitch, breaking ball low for ball one. Don Clendenin moves up to the on-deck position. Two men out, nobody on base. Ballard again is set to work. That one is fired high. It's 2-0, so Ballard has gone behind now to Smokey Burgess. Ken Burkhardt is the umpire behind the plate, takes off his mask, looks around.
minutes ago, and so is Smokey Burgess. This will be a 2-0 pitch. It's on the way. Low ball three. So now Sallard has gone 3-0 to Smokey Burgess. He is looking down to Frank Osiak, the coach at third. See whether he's turned loose or if perhaps his manager wants him to take the 3-0 pitch. He walked in. And Smokey Burgess becomes the first base runner of the Pittsburgh Pirates in this ballgame as he goes down to first with a base on balls. And he was walked on four pitch balls. So Tracy Sallard retired 14 consecutive batters from the start of this ballgame, but has walked Smokey Burgess. You're in the top of the fifth. The Pirates get a base runner with two men out, and Don Clendenin is coming up. Clendenin has been up one time, and he struck out swinging. Well, we saw Harvey Haddock, or rather Bob Friend, make a bid for a perfect game performance in this series. We have seen Tracy Sallard do the same thing here, only to give up a walk to Smokey Burgess here in the top half of the fifth inning. So Clendenin swings the bat. It Burgess leads it first, and here's the pitch. Swung on. It's a foul ball to the right side, out of play. Strike one count to Don Clendenin. Tracy Sallard, of course, has been used in relief by the New York Mets. Getting a starting call here today. Retired the first 14 men that he faced. That pitch is outside for a ball. This is Sallard's 14th game appearance. His first start of the season. Previously, he had pitched only 12 innings in the 13 games in which he had appeared. Here's pitch swung on. It's a ground ball to third, taken by Charlie Neal, and he goes to Hunt for the fourth and retires the side. So in the top of the fifth, the Pirates are out with no runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And at the end, four and a half innings of play, it's the Pirates nothing, the Mets nothing. Well, there are many ways to brew beer. Rheingold takes the long, slow, costly way, the extra dry way. And that explains why there's such a wonderful difference in the taste of Rheingold. Yes, dry tells you why. Tells you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Costly ingredients are one thing, and Rheingold has them, but it takes more. It takes the skill of 126 years of brewing experience, the extra dry skill that is Rheingold's alone. And you can measure the difference that dry makes in taste. Rheingold has the happiest taste in beer today. No other beer can quite match it. So it's no wonder that millions say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. But wouldn't you rather discover that difference yourself? Enjoy the extra refreshment that comes with Rheingold Extra Dry Beer. Open up or order a fine, cold Rheingold right now. We're going to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Now this, the second game of today's doubleheader at the Polo Grounds. The Mets won the first game by a score of 2-1 in 10 innings. Al McBean out there on the mound came into this game with a record of 5 victories and only 1 loss this season. So far, the Mets have been able to reach him for only 1 hit. A single by Choo Choo Coleman in the bottom of the second, and Choo Choo is coming up right now in the bottom of the fifth. Meanwhile, Tracy Sallard retired the first 14 men to face him, then gave up a walk to Smokey Burgess. Now Coleman settles himself in the batter's box. Now McBean into the windup, and the pitch is high for a ball. called strike as Choo Choo bluffed a bunch and brought Bob Bailey in a few steps at third base. 1-1 is the count to Coleman with Charlie Neal waiting on deck. The 1-1 pitch is outside for ball. It's 2-1. Choo Choo had a notion but didn't go. A lot of tension, a lot of suspense all day long here at the Polo Grounds today. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on and belted into right field for another base hit for Choo Choo Coleman. He rounds first, holds on, and Willie Stargell fires it in. And Choo Choo is 2-for-2, and those are the only two hits in this ballgame. That will bring up Charlie Neal. Charlie's been up one time, and he struck out swinging. Bottom of the fifth. The Mets have their leadoff man on base here at the bottom of the fifth. So let's see how they play it here with Charlie Neal coming up. McBean looks over now to get the side. Fires to first, not in time. Choo Choo's back. Rather strange move to first base. Again takes his lead. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and it's looped out at the right field. Stargell coming on. It's good ball in. Going to be in there for base hit. Falling away. On the way to third. It's Choo Choo Coleman. It's kicked into the corner. Choo Choo's coming home. There's the throw, and he'll have to hit the dirt. He is safe at the plate. And now here's an argument coming up as Burgess is contending that he made the tag. Burgess is contending that the tag was made. Jim Burkhardt says he did not tag him, and it's Choo Choo slid in safely around him. And now Burgess is out of the game. Burgess is thrown out of the ball game. Charlie Neal went on to third on the play. Hokey Burgess has been thrown out of this ball game by Jim Burkhardt. Danny Burkhardt, the manager, is out there as well, and Hokey continues his argument. Now he and Burkhardt are chin to chin in an argument. Burgess is out of this game. Danny Murtaugh is in the argument as well. Jocko Tomlin has come down to the plate area. On the play, Charlie Neal went all the way to third, and Choo Choo Coleman scored. The relay came to Don Clendenin, the first baseman, who was halfway down to the plate. He wheeled and relayed it on in to Burgess. There was no question about the ball getting there in time, but umpire Ken Burkhardt says he did not make the tag as Choo Choo slid in. Now Burgess still is arguing the point. So is Murtaugh with Ken Burkhardt. All four umpires are at the plate now. Murtaugh is still there, and so is Burgess. Burgess, of course, is out of the game and will be put out. And now Jocko Conlon takes him by the arm briefly, and he shakes loose from Conlon. Conlon puts his hands back in his pocket. Burgess is still out on the infield, walking around. Danny Murtaugh arguing still with Ken Burkhardt. Who was halfway down to the plate, he wheeled and relayed it on in to Burgess. There was no question about the ball getting there in time, but umpire Ken Burkhardt says he did not make the tag as Choo Choo slid in. And now Burgess still is arguing the point, and so is Murtaugh with Ken Burkhardt. All four umpires are at the plate now. Murtaugh is still there, and so is Burgess. Burgess, of course, is out of the game and will be put out. And now Jocko Conlon takes him by the arm briefly, and he shakes loose from Conlon. Conlon puts his hand back in his pocket. Burgess is still out on the infield, walking around. Danny Murtaugh arguing still with Ken Burkhardt. Murtaugh's contention is that Burkhardt did not make his sign clearly enough, or that he's indicating that perhaps he thought he'd call him out. Trying to argue the point now with Jocko Conlon. However, the run is in, and now Chris Pelakudas is pushing Hokey Burgess away. Burgess is trying to get back over towards Burkhardt, and Pelakudas has both hands on the chest protector, and Hokey Burgess pushed himself away, and now Jocko Conlon takes Burgess and is escorting him on over towards the dugout. You'll recall that Roberto Clemente of the Pittsburgh Pirates is sitting out this series because he is under a 5-day suspension. Pushing
umpire Bill Jankowski. The booing is for Murchison as he goes to the dugout. It is scored as a triple. And it's going to be Flan coming in now. Ron Flan is going to be the catcher. Coleman gets a run batted in, of course. It was clear that the indication of umpire Ken Burkhardt was that Burgess had not tagged Coleman as he slid in. And Burgess now has his glove and is on the way in the general direction of the clubhouse. fence, throws it to his right on the left-hand batter. One man out here in the bottom of the fifth. Pearsall leads off the bag at first. McBean with the pitch, and it's in there for a called strike.
Well, on and foul out to the right side. There's no play on it. So the count
Bunt continues to hold at two strikes to Bob Bailey. A crowd here this Sunday afternoon of 18,844 paid. Here's two strike pitch. Way high. Choo-choo. Swinging up there to pull it down. One and two. Tracy Stallard goes to the rosin bag. He's been in command thus far in this ballgame. Here is the 1-2 pitch. Way outside for ball. It's 2-2. We have had two ball players banished here today. Mike Thomas was put out of the ballgame by umpire Frank Walsh in the first game. Smokey Burgess, put out by umpire Ken Burkhardt, and this is the second game. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Bounced in, and it's 3-2. So it is a full count. Stallard has walked one in this game. He walked Burgess in the fifth inning. That's the only base run that the Pirates have had. Los Angeles, the Angels have defeated the Baltimore Orioles by a score of 8-2. Dean Chant gets the victory with help from Navarro in the ninth, and Robin Roberts took the loss. Now here is the playoff pitch. Low ball four, he walked him. So after having had two strikes on Bailey, Tracy Stallard lost him. Johnny Logan is coming out of the dugout swinging a bat. So Danny Murtaugh's going to go to the pinch hitter right now. He still has Tommy Sisk throwing in the bullpen, but trailing by two runs. He's going to pinch hitter Johnny Logan here in the top half of the sixth inning. Logan hitting from left field. Having pitched five innings in which he gave up two runs on only four hits, he struck out two and walked three. John Logan in and waiting. Put in a lot of years with the Milwaukee Braves. Bailey leads it first, and here's the pitch to Logan. Fired high for ball one. Lead here by a score of 2-0, and the Mets won the first game of today's doubleheader by a score of 2-1 in 10 innings. Pitches in there for a called strike. Logan has been up 12 times this year. He has had four hits. Gives him an average of .333. Originally from Endicott, New York. Valley checks and deals. Breaking ball in there for a call strike. It's 1-2 now to John Logan. Nobody out and the runner at first. Outfield. Only left fielder Snyder and center fielder Pearsall are still in the bright sunlight of this ballpark. The rest are in shadow. This is a 1-2 pitch. Check swing, ground ball to first base, taken by Harkness. He's going across to Fernandez. He's out, and that's all. They got the lead runner. On at first, no relay, is John Logan. And right now, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 2 minutes past 7 o'clock, the temperature 80 degrees.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at the Polo Grounds. With one man out on a runner at first, Dick Schofield is coming up. He's a switch hitter batting left. He's been up twice, struck out, and grounded out. indicating he took it far enough. So it's nothing and one to Dick Schofield. The Colt 45s and the Milwaukee Braves are through 16 innings, tied 1-1, and they're going to the 17th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Right here, the Mets lead 2-0. Pitch is fired low to Schofield. It's 1-1. Tracy Stallard. We tied 14 consecutive batters before giving up a walk to Burgess in the fifth. And opening up this inning, he gave up a walk to Bob Bailey, and that's all the base runners that the Pittsburgh Pirates have had, and Tracy Stallard has held them hitless in this ballgame. There's a little rubber that is taken out in front of the plate, but it's a foul ball, says Burkhart. Choo-choo Coleman trying to sweep it up and play it as a fair ball, but Burkhart says it's a foul. Choo-choo is hustling after that one. It's 1-2. One man out, a runner at first base. Deck now for the Pirates. Valid check and deal. Outside, here's the fastball. It's 2-2. Little rubber ball is thrown out on the field here now. Time is called as Tim Hartnett goes over to retrieve it. Throws it off over in the direction of the dugout. Schofield is in and waiting. Has a foul ball off the bag at third. It's going to be a tough chance. Choo-choo's going, so is Neal. Choo-choo makes the catch. He one-hands the ball. There's no advance by Logan at first. Choo-choo Coleman and Charlie Neal crisscrossing, and Choo-choo stuck out the big glove and one-handed the ball. So Schofield has fouled out to the catcher. What a catch. Two away, and Bill Burton coming up. Has fouled out to the catcher and flies to center. John Logan is the base runner at first. Tracy Stallard working very carefully. Get the sign. He sets 2-1 pitch. Fired low and three balls and one strike, not a verdict. In the International League at Indianapolis, Buffalo won the second game 2-1 after losing the first. Craig Anderson pitched a four-hitter. Joe Christopher hit two home runs. Buffalo, of course, a Met farm club. Has gone out three balls and one strike. Now to Burton. With two men on, the runner at first. The pitch, low, and he walked him. That's the third walk given up. Second one in this inning. It moves Johnny Logan to second. Burton goes to first, and Willie Stargell comes up. Slide to left, and has been called out on strike. Looks around, goes to the roster bag. Mets have two runs on four hits and no errors. The Pirates have no runs on no hits and no errors. Willie Stargell's a big fella standing up there. Swings at bat. Swing and a foul ball, back and out of play. Strike one. Ken Burkhardt firing the new ball out to Salas. Burkhardt was a pitcher in the National League with the Cardinals and Phillies during his active playing career. Logan at second. Burton at first. Pitch to Stargell. Swung on and missed. It's strike two. Tracy Stallard went to his fastball that time. Still has a batting average up to the moment of 279. Hernandez gives a run over toward the bag. There is no throw. Johnny Logan getting back. Hernandez again bluffs toward the bag at second. Get Logan back there a little closer if possible. Salad now is set. For Tracy Stallard, and now he makes a run on down to first base, and it's thrown all over, and he is tagged out going down the line as he made a delayed start over there. Actually, Fernandez was the man who took it and made it the tag. So he's out of there, and it is scored as a strikeout, of course, nonetheless credited to Tracy Stallard. And in the top of the sixth, the Pirates got no runs, no hits, no errors, and two men left. And at the end of 5.5 innings of play, it is the Mets 2 and the Pirates nothing. We will be going now to the bottom of the sixth. And Duke Snyder will be coming up. On the strikeout of Willie Stargell, Choo-Choo Coleman dropped the ball. And then picked it up, and as Stargell was making no effort to go to first, instead of tagging him there, he rolled the ball out toward the mound. And then Stargell made a delayed run toward the bag, and actually the play was made from third baseman Charlie Neal over to Fernandez, the shortstop, who made the tag. Tommy Sisk is in the ballgame now for the Pittsburgh Pirates in relief of Al McBean. So if you're scoring that play on charge, it's a strikeout, and then the play goes 5-6 on the putout. Here's the pitch to Duke Snyder. Swung on and missed. Tommy Sisk has worked in 16 games. He has no won or lost record. He has pitched 23 innings, in which he has given up 18 hits. He has allowed 4 runs, walked 6, and struck out 12. Snyder in this game has grounded out twice. Here's a swing and a miss. Two strikes out. Bottom half of the sixth inning with the Mets out in front by a score of 2-0. Tracy Stallard, having set the Pirates down through six innings with no hits in this ballgame, and he's walked three, and those are the only base,
three base runners they've had. It's outside for ball. 1-2 now to Snyder. He had a home run in the first game here today. Eddie Cranepool is on deck. By first base, but he got the throw from Charlie Neal.
at third. Tommy Sisk with the pitch. Swung on. That's a ground ball to short. Taken by Schofield. Holds the runner. Throws to first. No advance. He's out. Two away, so it's up to Choo-Choo Coleman. Choo-Choo has had two hits in this game so far. He's getting a hand as he comes up here. Hits in this game, and Choo-Choo has had two of them. Tommy Smith with the pitch.
All right, Lewis getting away, and Snyder is coming home. He scores a run. And that leads 3-0.
Scored is a wild pitch. It is a wild pitch charged against Tommy Smith. Choo-Choo watches low, and it's 2-0. Two men out, nobody on base now. That's in there for a called strike. Light up a viceroy. Find out what we mean when we say viceroy's got the taste that's right. Joe Gibbon and Bob Beal are throwing in the bullpen for the Pirates. Swing and a miss. It's 2-2. Settles himself into the batter's box. Tommy Sisk with the windup and the pitch. In there for a call, strike three, and the side is retired. Second strikeout for Sisk in the bottom of the sixth. The Mets got one run on one hit. No errors, none left. And at the end of six, it's the Mets three and the Pirates nothing. So we've got a Lulu going here with Tracy Sellers in his first start. Three runs out in front in this ball game, and here to carry you the rest of the way is Bob Murphy.
Thank you very kindly, Leslie. We'll be going now to the seventh inning and the tension begins to mount. Jim Hickman is going to left field for New York. Well, the acceptances for the big second annual Old Timers Day game continue to come in. Many of the ex-ball players who will be on hand will be looking forward so much to the second annual Old Timers Day game on the 22nd of June, the afternoon, a Saturday afternoon, when the New York Mets meet the Philadelphia Phils. The Old Timers will have their two-inning game prior to the regular ball game. Ralph Branca, former Dodger pitching ace, will be on hand, and so will Bobby Thompson, who struck the most famous home run probably ever hit. Hank Greenberg, the Hall of Famer from James Monroe High in the Bronx, who has his own brokerage business and lives here in New York, will be here. So, too, of course, will Johnny Murphy, the old Yankee fireman, who is now a very vital part of the New York Mets organization. So we'll be looking forward to it. Hope you are, too, and you're making your ticket plans right away. Tickets are on sale at the advanced sale window here at the Polo Grounds, as well as Grand Central Station near the foot of the 42nd and Vanderbilt ramp, and the Long Island waiting room of the Penn Station. In the seventh inning, the leadoff batter is Bill Mazeroski. Over six innings, right-hander Tracy Stallard has allowed no runs, no hits. Walked three and struck out seven. Stallard winding. Here's his pitch. Tried to start him off with a curve, but it's outside. One ball and no strike. The marathon game is all over in Milwaukee. Houston scoring two in the 17th inning to win it by a score of 3-1. The winner in relief, Hal Woodeschick, and the loser, Ron Pache. Outside and low, it's ball two. So Hal Woodeschick came on in the 12th inning. Earl shutout ball the rest of the way over five innings to pick up the victory. Houston, 3 runs, 13 hits and 1 error. Milwaukee, 1 run, 10 hits and 1 error. 17 innings, the Colt 45s used only 2 pitchers. A high drive going foul. It goes up over the roof and disappears out of sight. Everything is over in the National League now except our doubleheader right here in the Polo Grounds. The Chicago Cubs and Philadelphia Phillies split. The Giants on 3 home runs by Willie Mays and 1 by Orlando Cepeda beat St. Louis 6-4. And the Cincinnati Reds with Jim O'Toole winning his 9th beat the Dodgers 5-2. On the way, a line smash.
Backhanded by Hunt to throw to first. Safe. He beat it out for an infield hit.
The first hit of the ball game for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That started out like a clean single to center field. And Ron Hunt made a remarkable play to backhand it. He whirled. He threw off balance. He made a good throw. Hunt just using the split to go out and meet the throw. And on a very, very close play, Mazeroski is safe. And that is the first hit given up by Tracy Stallard. That was a tremendous play by Ron Hunt. Pitch to Jerry Lynch, a curve on the inside corner, a call strike. Jerry has struck out and fouled out to Charlie Neal. That's 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Pittsburgh, no runs, 1 hit, no errors. Now Stallard up in pitching position. Delivers to the plate. Inside, and that one almost resting. 1 ball, 1 strike. Mazeroski on first base. Nobody out in the 7th inning. New York won the opener of this doubleheader, 2-1 in 10 innings. Pitch by Stallard, inside and low, it's ball 2, 2-1 now on Jerry Lynch. Ron Brand will be hitting next. He took over behind the plate in the last of the 5th inning when Smokey Burgess was banished by umpire Kenny Burkhardt for arguing too strenuously on a real close play at home plate. Ball back toward the screen and the count even now, 2-2. Tomorrow night, the Mets and the Yankees in the Mayor's Trophy game at the Yankee Stadium. Tuesday night, Bobby Bregan and the Milwaukee Braves are in town for a 2-game series. Mets and the Braves have already played 8 games this year, each team winning 4. Milwaukee swept a 4-game series out there, and the Mets swept a 4-game series here. Two-two delivery. Way up high. Chuchu had to jump to snag that one. He caught it in the webbing of the Mets. The Tracy Stallard has worked in any game this year has been 2 2/3 innings. That was in relief against Milwaukee out of County Stadium. He pitched a firm ball, but got beat on a home run by Lee May. Full count, 3-2 on Jerry Lynch. Pitch on the way, a long drive, it's deep to right field, it's way back. Back goes Crane Pool, it's off the wall for a base hit. Hirsall tracking it down now in deep right center field. Rounding third and heading in is Mazeroski. The relay to the plate, safe. Relay throw by Ron Hunt to home, not in time. Mazeroski scores on a long triple off the wall in right center field by Jerry Lynch. In favor of New York, Jerry Lynch on third, and Ron Brand is coming on to hit. Brand, a right-hand hitter, is out of North Hollywood. Hollywood, California. Given a bonus designed by Pittsburgh just a few years ago. Started out as an infielder at Harding Peterson, converted him into a catcher. Now Larry Bedard starts to warm up in the bullpen for New York. Ballard winding, here's the pitch on the way. Curve is over, a call strike. Pittsburgh, one run in on base hits by Mazeroski and Jerry Lynch. Brand, stocky right-hand batter. Pitch by Ballard is over, a call strike on the outside corner. He slowed up on it. Ballard had worked only two and a third innings in the last 16 days. Conlon umpiring at first, and Ron Northey, the first base coach, are jawing a little bit. Outside and low, one ball and two strikes. The Pirates are still hot about the close play at the plate that went against them. And now Kenny Burkhardt, umpiring behind the plate, makes a gesture toward Ron Northey for him to stop the running argument. In the opening game, the Mets had two real close plays go against them at first base. Doubleheader has been packed with close ones. Pitching one and two. Too high in the count even on Ron Brand at two and two. Bucks have a run in, nobody out. We're in the top of the seventh. Warming up in the bullpen as Tracy Stallard runs into his first serious trouble here in the seventh. Tracy has been firing hard, and he might be getting a little tired. A foul ball wafted out of play off to the right by Brand, and the count remains at two and two. Now Danny Murtaugh has Harvey Haddix, a left-hander, and Don Swall cranking up in the bullpen. Don Swall won his third of the year in pitching the Pirates through a win, 2-0 in the opening game of this series. He went all the way, allowed only four hits. Don Clendenin is on deck, and then Bob Bailey. Pitching two and two. Low and outside, ball three. Now we have a full count, three and two. Brand, an important hitter for Tracy Stallard. He is the... Now Larry Bedard starts to warm up in the bullpen for New York. Stallard winding, here's the pitch on the way. Curve is over, a call strike. By Mazeroski and Jerry Lynch. Brand, stocky right-hand batter. Pitch by Stallard is over, a call strike on the outside corner. He slowed up on it. Stallard had worked only two and a third innings the last 16 days. Conlon umpiring at first, and Ron Northey, the first base coach, are jawing a little bit. Outside and low, one ball and two strikes. The Pirates are still hot about the close play at the plate that went against them. And now Kenny Burkhardt, umpiring behind the plate, makes a gesture toward Ron Northey for him to stop the running argument. In the opening game, the Mets had two real close plays go against them at first base. double header has been packed with close ones. Pitching 1-2. Too high in the count even on Ron Brandt at 2-2. Bucks have a run in. Nobody out. We're in the top of the seventh. Larry Benoit warming up in the bullpen as Tracy Stallard runs into his first serious trouble here in the seventh. Tracy has been firing hard, and he might be getting a little tired. A foul ball wafted it out of play off to the right by Brand, and the count remains at 2-2. Now, Danny Murchaw has Harvey Haddix, a left-hander, and Don Swall cranking up in the bullpen. Don Swall won his third of the year in pitching the Pirates through a win, 2-0 in the opening game of this series. He went all the way, allowing only four hits. Don Clendenin is on deck, and then Bob Bailey. Pitching 2-2. Low and outside, ball three. Now we have a full count, 3-2. Important hitter for Tracy Stallard. He is the potential tying run should he get on base. Full count, 3-2. Now Stallard cranks up. Here's the payoff pitch, a curve and a foul back into the screen. He'll have to do it again. He's back on home plate to work the ball up and take a deep breath. Jerry Lynch on third, nobody out. Playing area now completely covered with shadows. Brand, the cap tail in the batter, and now rested on the shoulder. Pitching 3-2. Ground ball foul. Beautiful play by Charlie Nealon coming up with it, but all to no avail. It's a foul ball, and so it's still 3-2 on Ron Brand. Brand was in spring training down at Fort Myers with the Bucks, and then was sent out to Columbus and came back to rejoin the ball club very recently. Goes into his windup. The 3-2 pitch. Curve inside. Ball four. He walks it. That is the fourth walk given up by Stallard. And while we're waiting on Don Clendenin, let's pause for station identification.
You are tuned to WGY Schenectady, your New York Met station. The time, 7:33. The temperature, 80 degrees.
Very pleasant, 70 degrees. Couldn't ask for a better day for a doubleheader, and we've had an exciting twin bill. Casey Stengel to the mound now to talk to Tracy Stallard. He has Larry Benoit warming in the bullpen, and this will be all for Stallard, and Benoit will be brought in. Casey feels that Tracy is getting tired now here in the seventh. After all, it is his first start of the year. The longest stretch he had worked all season had been 2 2/3 innings. That was very early in the year. Over the last 16 days, he pitched only 2 1/3. But the big right-hander from Harrell, Virginia, turned in a very strong pitching job. He had a no-hitter for six innings. First base hit coming here in the seventh by Mazeroski, then Lynch triple deep to right center, scoring Maz, and now a walk to Ron Brand, and that brings on Larry Benoit. Larry was the winning pitcher in the first game today, and he pitched very well. He now has 1-2 and lost one. Benoit came on to replace Roger Craig in the ninth inning with one man out. Retired Don Clendenin and Bob Bailey then got them out in the tenth inning. Larry worked a total of 1 2/3 innings in
in the first game today. Here's the hand for Tracy Stallings. Came in to run for him. Jimmy Pearsall bunted Rod Kneale to second. They intentionally walked Jim Harkness. Ron Hunt then hit a fly ball to shallow left center. Bill Verdon and Jerry Lesh both running desperately for it. They knew they had to catch it or the game was all over. Verdon just got the ball in his glove when Lynch and Verdon crashed together. Rod Kneale then turned on the speed and came around to score with the winning run. Error was charged to Jerry Lynch on the play because Verdon did have the ball in his glove for a split second before he was hit by Jerry Lynch on the dead run. So Larry Benaz, who was the winner in the opener, is on now to try and save this one for Tracy Stallings. Tracy leaving the game after pitching six innings plus the action here in the seventh inning. Against Benares. Nobody out. The infield looking for two. Curve outside. One ball and no strike. Don Clendenin was the hitter in the ninth inning when Benares relieved in the first game. Outside and low. Ball two. It's 2-0 now on Clendenin. Came on two singles and a wild pitch in the ninth, and that tied the game. Foul ball back into the screen. So it'd be quite a turnaround if Roger wound up relieving Larry Benaz. Two and two, the count on Don Clendenin. Bob Bailey is on deck. Keeps his bullpen busy in the event he wants to go to a pinch hitter for his pitcher, Tommy Smith. Now the 2-2 pitch. A foul ball whacked out of play to the right. Second, one away. The batter is Bailey. Bailey 0 for 1, drew a walk in the sixth inning. Right-hand batter with good power. Curve for a strike on the outside corner. Real good doubleheader today. Mets winning 2-1 in 10. This game is 3-1. We're in the seventh. Chip Savage coming out of the on-deck circle now to bat for Tommy Smith. Pitch fab and on. Fast ball over a strike. Larry relies on a good sinker that he gets off his fastball by turning it over. Curve ball and change up. Let's have the infield straight away against right-handed hitter Bob Bailey, and the outfield just about straight away. Now the two-strike pitch. Ground ball slowly hit down to third. Neal drops the ball, picks it up, tags, he got him. He got the runner at third. Ooh, an uneasy moment. Charlie Neal in his haste to field the grounder and race over to third. To fourth, Ron Brand drops the ball, had to come back and get it, and make a dive to tag Brand, but he got him. Hitting at 230. He's a right-hand batter and he's a strong hitter. Bucks will have a new pitcher in the game in the last half of the seventh. Harvey Addix is the warm-up pitcher. Mindful of the tremendous relief job that Addix turned in against New York in Pittsburgh. Down comes the pitch by Bernard. It's in the dirt, but Choo Choo digs it out. When New York was in Pittsburgh, the game McBean started and had to retire from. Addix took over and worked six in his third and won the game in relief, the Pirates winning it 5-2. His only win of the year. This by Bernard. Savage takes it outside. Ball 2-0. Tracy Stallard. Runners on first and second. There are 2 men away. One run in. Mets lead the Bucks 3-1. Ed Savage hitting for Tommy Smith. Pittsburgh acquired Savage from the Phillies in the swap for Don Hoke. Now Bernard's ready. 2-0 delivery. A swing and a miss. He went after a fastball, and he really took a cut. Following today's game, the New York Mets will have 3 more National League games coming in during this homestand. Braves Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. The Cardinals over the weekend for 4 games, including a twin bill next Sunday. Then Freddie Hutchinson brings the Reds in town for 2 games. John Glendenin leading off second. Bob Bailey is on first with 2 outs. The 2-1 pitch. Curve at the knees. Strike call. 2-2. Take a lead. Low and outside is ball 3. Now the runners, Clinton and Bailey, will be in motion on 3-2 with 2 men down. So Larry issue. He has a big pitch to make here to the pinch hitter, Savage. There goes the runner. It's the pitch. And he pops it up on the right side of the diamond. Hunt is there waiting. He has it, and the side is out. Runs on 3-2, threw him a curveball, and he pops it up. Good relief job again by Larry Bernard. Side retired in the seventh inning. Pittsburgh scoring one run. Two hits, no errors, two left on. Larry gets credit for the entire inning in relief. Now it's seventh inning stretch time, and at the end of 6.5 innings to score, the New York Mets 3 and the Pittsburgh Pirates 1.
Chuck-a-mug.
What?
Chuck-a-mug.
What?
New from Rheingold, the Chuck-a-mug. No more glasses you have to wash, and no more deposits you have to pay.
I can even throw my opener away.
Why, sure. Chuck-a-mug is Rheingold's new wide-mouth container with a top that's so easy to open. You just pull the metal tab on top straight out, then straight up, and pull off the top. You drink right from Chuck-a-mug's wide mouth. Inside, the same great Rheingold extra dry you love in cans, bottles, and on tap. Chuck-a-mug. Holds the same, costs the same as a 12-ounce can. Chuck-a-mug. No glasses, no openers, no deposits.
No fooling?
Come in the game to handle the pitching for the Pirates. Harvey has won one and lost none. He has yet to start a ball game this year for the Pirates. He has been in 14 games, and they all have been in relief. One win and no losses. The victory was over New York out in Pittsburgh when he went 6 1/3 and gave up just one run. New York in the home seventh inning will have Charlie Neal, Larry Bernard, and Jimmy Pearsall coming on to hit. The first game, he singled to get things going, and
Buster Keneal came in to run for him. Rod later came around to score the winning run. Right here, it's the Mets 3 and the Pirates 1. We're in the last half of the seventh. There goes Neal. Hit and run and a foul ball back upstairs and out of play. Goes to work now in the Bucks bullpen along with lefty Bob Beal. Not too many pitchers you can have up there and use a hit and run play. Throw to first, not in time. He's around the bunt, does an offer, and the pitch by Haddix is over for a call strike. Now Harvey has a two-strike count on Larry Bernard. Went around the bunt that time as Bailey and Clem Dunning came racing in toward home, but then he didn't offer at it. Two strike delivery, the runner goes, swinging a miss, the peg going down, the flag out at second base. Neal is caught stealing. Ron Brand to the shortstop, Big Cofield. Out. So there are two away, nobody on, and Jimmy Pearsall coming up. But I was backing out into the double play. Two outs and nobody on, Jimmy Pearsall hitting. Jim singled in the fifth inning, driving in a run. He drove in the second run scored today by the Mets this game. Jimmy has drawn a walk, grounded out, and singled in a run. Pitched by Harvey Haddix, a fastball over, strike one call. We'll give you a complete rundown on all the scores of the other games at the end of the inning. A pop foul over toward the crowd. This will be out of play. Tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium, and there are a lot of good seats available. We sure hope they'll be filled up to help the Sandlot Kids of New York. The game starts at 8 p.m. Taking a high, one ball and two strikes to Pearsall. A little bit low, one ball and no strike. Single to right by Schofield, the first hit given up by Larry Benarf, and only the third of the game for the Bucks. Ground ball down to Harkness. He fires to second. There's one. Back to first. Safe. Safe at first. Bill Verdon, he's a fast runner, and he got there just in the nick of time.
Getting
pitch to Neal, then elected to go ahead and get it. So Roger Craig comes in to get Jerry Lynch, and the side is out. In the eighth inning, one run. There were two hits. No error, one left on. And now at the end of 7.5, the score, the Mets 3 and the Pirates 2.
Bailey over to second for one, on to first, safe at first base.
They get the fourth play on Ron Hunt, but Mazeroski is pegged to Clendenin, not in time for Jim Hickman. Two down now, a runner on first, and the batter is Eddie Cranepool. Eddie has lined to center, drawn a walk, and taken a call third strike. He had two for two in the opening game.
Series
series Tuesday night. Two-game series, the concluding game of the Bob Beal series on Wednesday afternoon. Now the 2-0 pitch. Foul back to the screen. No play at 2-1. Pitcher on Tuesday night will be lefty Bob Henley. He beat the Mets and Roger Craig in a 10-inning game out of County Stadium, 1-0. 2-1 delivery. Strike on the outside corner. He had him waiting. And the count is even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roger Craig, a large E for effort in this one. After working 8 innings in the opener, he's back trying to save this one in relief. Now Clendenin asks for time, and he takes a throw. Roger over the head, the 2-2 pitch, inside and high. He had to get out of the way in a hurry on that one. A full count of 3-2 on Don Clendenin. That's wanted in the last of the 10th inning. Outfield deep against Clendenin. He has good power. Curveball chasing toward left center. Inside and low. Ball 2-0 on Clendenin. Tuesday night, two-game series, the concluding game of the Bob Beal series on Wednesday afternoon. Now the 2-0 pitch. Foul back to the screen. No play at 2-1. Milwaukee pitcher on Tuesday night will be lefty Bob Henley. He beat the Mets and Roger Craig in a 10-inning game out of County Stadium, 1-0. 2-1 delivery. Strike on the outside corner. He had him waiting. And the count is even now, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roger Craig, a large E for effort in this one. After working 8 innings in the opener, he's back trying to save this one in relief. Now Clendenin asks for time, and he takes a throw. Roger over the head, the 2-2 pitch, inside and high. He had to get out of the way in a hurry on that one. A full count of 3-2 on Don Clendenin. Roger working very cautiously to Clendenin, as he will have to Bob Bailey, because both are strong. Now the 3-2 pitch. Ball 4. Curve outside and low, and the Bucks have the tying run on. Third baseman Bailey. Now Craig Evans pitching position. Delivers. A drive in the air to left field, running hard for the pitch, and it'll be a base hit. He has to play the jam off the wall. On his way to third goes Clendenin, racing for second base Bailey. He's in with a double. By Bob Bailey. And now the Pirates, with one out, have the tying run on third, the leading run on second. And let's see who comes after him. It's going to be Harvey Hattie. Harvey, a good hitter. They're going to let him hit. When he pitched against New York out in Pittsburgh, he had a long triple to left center. Pinch hitter left over there for Danny Murtaugh would be Jim Pagliarone, right-handed batting catcher. let's see how they're going to play it. Casey has a left-hander and a right-hander. Jackson Hook warming up. And Harvey Haddix steps in. He's a good hitter. Mets have to bring the left side of the infield in. Here's the windup pitched by Craig. A throw grounder off the mound comes Roger Craig. He fires to first. Here comes Clendenin. This was fired home. He's out. The ball is dropped. The game is tied up. Choo-choo drops the ball after he had him tagged up, tagged down, and the game is tied. Clendenin, 6'4", 205 pounds, didn't slide. He just ran right over Choo-choo. Standing a foot in front of the plate on the third base side, tagged him out, but when Clendenin bowled him over, he couldn't hold on to it. So it's tied up 3-3 in the ninth inning. Craig went off the mound. He fielded the slow roller near third. He threw on to first in time to get Harvey Haddix. Clendenin broke for the plate, and Harkness made a real good throw to Choo-choo, and they had the ball there. But Choo-choo was simply run over like a small compact car getting run over by a truck. And after tagging him out, he couldn't hold it when he was hit so hard. An error occurs to Choo-choo Coleman. Harkness gets an assist on the play. Now Schofield is hitting with a leading run on third for the Bucs. Though Tracy Stallard can neither win nor lose, he was the starter and did very well in the game. And a no-hitter for sixth inning. Right now, the big concern is Vic Schofield. Greg Winding, here's his pitch to him. It's over a strike on the inside corner. The double hitter was over for about 1 second. Choo-choo had Clendenin tagged out, but Clendenin, coming at him at full speed, was caught dead to rights and didn't fly, tried to come in standing up, and he just bowled Choo-choo over, and as Choo-choo came over on his back, he hit hard, and the ball popped out of his mitt. One ball and one strike on Dick Schofield. Field has one hit, a single to right, and four times up. Three to three, Bailey leading off third. The pitch by Craig, a bounce foul on the ground, coming back on the count. One ball and two strikes. Little Elroy Face, the losing pitcher in the opening game, is hanging up again in the bullpen. He'll be out to pitch in the last half of the ninth. No, he won't, beg your pardon. Harvey had a good hit for himself. He stays in the game, of course. One and two the count now on Dick Schofield. Dick, a switch hitter, batting left against Craig. Roger over the head. Down comes the arm. Bounce foul. He barely got a piece of a curveball. And the count stays at one ball and two strikes. Bailey moved over to third while Clendenin scored. Strikes on Dick Schofield. Now as Roger works deliberately, Schofield decides to step out on him. Now Roger's ready. Winds and pitches. A drive hits foul toward the upper deck. It'll be out of play. Shot up over the scoreboard and into the upper deck, but it was fouled by about 20 yards. middle field. Pitch to the plate. A high pop fly to short left center. Fernandez is backpedaling. Chico's getting there. Has it, and the bat is out. So we'll go to the last of the ninth inning, tied up. In the ninth inning, one run, which will be unearned. One hit, one error, and one left on. The score at the end of 8.5 innings, the Pirates 3 and the Mets 3. Last of the ninth inning here in the Polo Grounds, the game tied 3-3. In the first game today, Pittsburgh tied the game in the ninth inning 1-1. Then New York won it in the tenth inning 2-1. Bucks with an unearned run have tied it up in the ninth inning. Chico certainly isn't totally to blame, though, although he had him tagged out. The doubleheader was over for a second. It'd be awful hard for anyone to hold onto the ball when it was bowled over the way he was bowled over by Don Zundana. Chico Fernandez fouls it off, strike one.
Gale takes it and it breaks over for a call strike. It's good at first, not in time. Well, baseball can be an exasperating game at time and always a game of inches. Roger Craig was convinced he had Don Glendinning picked off. Here's the pitch on the way. Foul ball back to the screen. 1-2 now on Charlie Neal. But on a very close play, he was called safe by Jocko. He later raced to third on Bailey's double, then scored and went after being tagged out to end the doubleheader for about 1 second. 2-2 was bowled over by Glendinning, and the ball popped out of his glove. 1-2 now on Charlie Neal. Eddie checks the runner. Now the pitcher on the way. In the dirt, there goes Tutu. Here's the pitch going down the slide. Safe. Breaking ball in the dirt, it'll go as a wild pitch. It was blocked by Ron Brand and just went right out in front of the plate. He pounced on it in a hurry. And it took all the speed that Tutu had to get him there. He was safe on a close play as Brand takes down to Schofield. Now Danny Murtaugh's going to the mound. The winning run is now on second. The count on Charlie Neal is 2 balls and 2 strikes. So now Danny Murtaugh wants to gather his infield around and decide how they're going to play it. And the play they're going to make right here is bring Roy Face on in relief. Face coming in with a count of 2-2 and the winning run on second. So while he makes the trip to the mound, let's pause for station identification. He was Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kiner. Little Roy Face coming in from the bullpen. He'll be taking over with a 2-2 count on Charlie Neal. Tutu Coleman racing to second after the curve by Haddix broke in the dirt and bounced out in front of the plate. In other games today, the Houston Colt 45 got 2 runs in the 17th inning and beat the Milwaukee Braves 3-1. Bob Bruce and Hal Woodichick combined to shut out Milwaukee the last 14 innings of that game. Ron Boucher was the loser and Woodichick the winner. The Phillies and Cubs split their doubleheader. Philadelphia winning 5-2 behind the Braves. Cubs winning 3-2 with Barney Schultz, the winner at relief. That game, by the way, was played under protest by Gene Mock of Philadelphia. At St. Louis, Willie Mays hit 3 home runs and Orlando Cepeda hit 1. The Giants beat St. Louis 6-4 with Marichal winning. Cincinnati down the Dodgers 5-2. Jim O'Toole winning his 9th game of the year. Padres was the loser. The Cleveland Indians swept the Yankees 2 games, winning 5-0 and 7-2. Clearly pitched the shutout, and Sam McDowell went all the way to win the 2nd game. Washington beat Kansas City in 10 innings, 6-4. Jim Coates, the winner in relief. The loser was Willis. The game was won on a 2-run homer by Chuck Hinton in the 10th inning. They had a real slugfest in Chicago in their 1st game today. The Red Sox finally got a 2-run homer from Carl Yastrzemski in the 8th inning, and they beat the White Sox 11-9. There were 5 home runs in the game. But Chicago gained a split by winning the nightcap 10-0 on a 4-hitter by Juan Bizarro, with rookie Wilbur Wood the loser. Detroit got 4 runs over the last 3 innings to come from behind and beat Minnesota 7-6. Terry Fox the winner and Frank Sullivan the loser. Allison, Kaline, Killebrew, and Calavito homers. And the Angels down the Orioles 8-2. Dean Katz the winner and Robin Roberts the loser. Now Roy Face, the losing pitcher in relief in the 1st game today, he is ready to go to work. He worked 2 1/3 in the opening game, allowed 1 run and 3 hits. Here's the pitch on the way, a swing and a miss, strike 1. Now Casey brings Sammy Taylor in from the bullpen to be available for pinch hitting. Charlie Neal Now there are two away, and let's see if Sammy Taylor is going to be the hitter. Sammy just came in from the bullpen. Elroy Face gets credit for the strikeout. Sammy Taylor coming out to hit for Roger Craig. As a pinch hitter, Sammy knocks in a run. They're going to put him on. First base is open, so they'll purposely walk Sammy Taylor. That'll bring up Jimmy Tirasol. In the first game, in the 10th inning, Tirasol sacrificed against Roy Face and moved a runner along. Rod Keneal came home with the winning run, but Jerry Lynch and Bill Burden collided in left center field. Taylor gets the intentional pass. Frank Thomas is coming out to bat for Jimmy Tirasol. Rod Keneal will come in the game as a runner for Sammy Taylor and then probably go to the outfield if the game extends into the right field. Thomas outside and low, it's ball one. Game tied 3-3, last half of the ninth inning. Coleman on second and Keneal on first. 2 minutes away. Now face up in position. Delivers a foul ball back to the screen. One ball and one strike to Frank Thomas. And the winning run is on second base. 2 men are down, last half of the ninth inning. Thomas standing right on top of the plate, pushing the bat around, waiting on his former Pittsburgh teammate, Roy Face. The 1-1 pitch, outside and low, it's ball two, 2-1. This is the on deck batter. Now Elroy has his sign from Ron Brand. Looks the runner's back. The pitch thrown, a swing and a miss, and the count 2-2. Jay Hook will be coming in to take over the pitching. This is certainly one of the smallest batteries in baseball. Elroy Face and Ron Brand of the Pirates both stand 5'7". Now, 2-2 with a short lead off second, waiting on Face to get up in pitching position. Now he's into the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. A high pop foul out of play. Back and stairs. Choo-choo Coleman with one out here in the last of the ninth inning. And Choo-choo legged it into second on a wild pitch, a curveball that broke in the dirt. They made a play for him, and it was close to second base. Sammy Taylor came up to hit for Roger Craig, and they put him on, and Keneal is running for it. The count 2-2. The pitch thrown, forkball outside and low, and the swing is out 3-2. But the one that counts is Choo-choo. He represents the winning run if the Mets can come up with that base hit. Frank St. Thomas catch the bat. Pace into the stretch. The runners lead away. Here's the pitch on the way. Foul ball back into the screen. No play. Now face into the stretch. And the pitch on the way. Fouled again off the fifth, back up to the screen. Elroy made a real good pitch that time, and Frank just managed to get a piece of it off the bat handle and stay alive. Face who has been in tricky situations many times. Again, sets in with his battery mate, Ron Brown. 2-2 leading off second. Keneal off first, 3-2 the count. Thomas waiting. Here's the pitch to him. In the dirt, ball four. The bases are loaded. Thomas walks on 3-2, and it brings up Tim Harkness. The Mets have drawn here in the last of the ninth inning, so Harkness is up with two down. The winning run is now 90 feet away. Now Face will be working with a full windup. No, he's going to work for the stretch. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball over, a strike call to Tim Harkness. Tim 0 for 4. Schofield, the shortstop, cheated over towards second against Harkness. The outfielder right. Now the pitch on the way. Ground ball down to first. Tim Dillon takes it on a hop. He makes the unassisted play, and here we go again into extra inning. In the ninth inning for New York, no runs, no hits, no errors, three left on. Elroy Face came on the scene with one down. He gets credit for two-thirds of the inning. Pittsburgh has now used Al McBean for five, Tommy Sisk for one, Harvey Haddix for two and a third, and Roy Face for two-thirds of an inning. And Jay Hook is coming in from the bullpen. He'll take over now for New York. Roger Craig, pitching 1 1/3, gave up one run. It was unearned. Allowed one hit. Walked one and struck out none. So each team has used a total of four pitchers in the game. We'll check the changes for the New York Mets. Keneal has gone to center field. Rod came in as a runner for Sammy Taylor and stays in the ballgame to play center field. That means he's hitting ninth. Jay Hook coming in the ballgame will now be in the number one spot in the batting order. Tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium, the Mayor's Trophy game, both teams will be fielding their regular lineups in a game for a very worthwhile cause. Good seats available, and we hope that many of the Mets fans will be at the Yankee Stadium tomorrow night to root for the Mets in their game with the Yankees, because the winner of this one, the kids that play Sandlot Baseball in the metropolitan area. Right now, Casey is with Ken Burkhardt going over the lineup changes while Jay Hook throws in his warm-up. The nine-inning totals, New York, 3 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Pittsburgh, 3 runs, 5 hits, no error. Doubleheader was actually over for a split second. Burden will be leading off in the top of the 10th inning against Jay Hook. Thursday afternoon, Memorial Day, of the second game of the doubleheader against Chicago, Jay Hook went all the way to Sammy the Chicago Cubs on just two base hits in winning his second game of the year. Three. However, he reached on a force play in the eighth inning and later scored the second Pittsburgh run. In both of these games today, the Pirates got a single run in the ninth inning to tie it. Now Jay Hook into his windup, the pitch to Burton, too high, it's ball one.
David, Bass, Brad, and Lowe. Ball two, 2-0. To the left-hand hitter, a ground ball past the mound, a base hit going into center field for Bill Virgin. Bill Virgin has led off the 10th inning with a single, and coming on to hit will be Willie Stargell. Jay Hook up against the middle of his Pittsburgh Pirates batting order now the 10th inning. Stargell hitting third, Mazeroski fourth, and Jerry Lynch fifth. Stargell hitting 273. He's 0 for 4 in this game. Look for the bunt. Charlie Neal in close at third. He's around the bunt. Bunt is in the air. Caught by Jay Hook. He throws the first, not in time. Beautiful catch by Hook. Jay had to leave his feet, running to the first baseline. He had to leave his feet, dive through the air. He caught it just before it hit the ground, rolled over, and came up with it. So Sargent was out trying to move the runner, and the hitter now is Mazeroski. Jay scrambled to his feet as fast as he could and threw the hunt, trying to get a double play, but Virgin was back. Mazeroski, 2 for 4 in the game. Swing and a miss, strike one. Al Jackson has gone back to work in the bullpen for New York. New York, 3 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Pittsburgh, 3 runs, 6 hits, no error. Now the ball is lobbed over to first by Jay. Let's have the infield at double play depth, the outfield around toward left against right-hand batter Bill Mazeroski. Curve hit on the ground to shortstop. Fernandez to Hunt. There's one. Hunt on the Harkness double play. That's making the 50th double play of the year, and it came off. In the 10th inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on. Now at the end of 10 and a half innings, the score, the Pirates 3 and the Mets 3. Well, you know, you've heard us say it's beer and beer should taste. Well, think of that for a minute. Isn't that what you want in a beer? Don't you want a beer that's refreshingly dry to the taste, with a flavor that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through? Well, that is Rheingold. Rheingold is brewed to be just that. Brewed of the choicest ingredients. Brewed the long, slow, costlier way. Rheingold is everything you look for in beer. Dry tells you why. Yes, sir, extra dry means Rheingold's a better beer. And the more refreshing a beer is, well, the more you're going to enjoy it. So enjoy fine, cold Rheingold beer. Join the millions who have made Rheingold New York's largest selling beer. Against Roy Faith in the last of the 10th inning with a chance to win it. Ron got a base hit his last time up. He slashed one through the hole in the left field. 1 for 3, also reached on a walk. Little Roy Faith out of his windup, now the pitch. He misses with a fastball, 1 ball and no strike. Ron hitting 274. Target. Pitch to Hunt. Inside and high. He had to get his head out of the way on that one. 2 balls and no strikes. Both teams have received outstanding pitching in this doubleheader. Waiting in the on-deck circle.
Chase was the loser, and Bedard the winner, and the 10-inning opener taken by the Mets 2-1. Roger Craig, a blank Pittsburgh for 8 innings in the first game. They got one of the Mets to tie it. It's over for a call strike. Hunt tried it towards first, and it's called back now by Kenny Burkhardt, and Lyle's upset by the call. Here than a persimmon pie around here today. Three one pitch on the way. A strike on the outside corner, 3-2. Nobody on, nobody out. Last half of the 10th inning. Now the payoff pitch. A fly ball to straightaway center field. Ambling back Bill Burton, he's under it now, and has it one man away. Face behind on Hunt, 3-0, comes back to get him out, and that'll bring up Jim Hickman. Jim coming on for the second time. Hit a ground ball down to third into a force play, is only time up. Jim still leading the New York Mets in RBIs with 23. Duke Snyder is now the runner up with 20, and Duke has hit 9 home runs. It's to Hickman, a high fly ball. It's deep to left field. It's way back toward the wall. It's gone, a home run. The game is over. The Mets won the doubleheader, and the entire ball club comes out of the dugout to pat Jim Hickman on the back as he crosses home plate. A tremendous home run by Jim Hickman. For Jim, his sixth of the year. It comes with one out and nobody on in the last half of the 10th inning. Two 10-inning victories today, 2-1 and 4-3. That home run that Jim Hickman just belted was hit out by the bullpen in left center field and back into the lower grandstand. One of the longest home runs that Jim has hit all year. He didn't call that when he hit it to left center, but he hit it a ton, and it brings a double win to the New York Mets. So the day comes to a very happy ending for Casey and his Mets as they sweep the doubleheader from Pittsburgh to square the four-game series. Tomorrow night, they'll have the Mayor's Trophy game at Yankee Stadium, and then on Tuesday night, they will open a doubleheader. They will open a two-game series, beg your pardon, with the Milwaukee Braves with a night game Tuesday night and a day game on Wednesday. We'll have the wrap-up and the line score for you in just a moment. Well, you know, popularity like Rheingold has doesn't just happen. It's a result of millions of people agreeing that Rheingold has what they want in beer. A refreshing difference they can recognize right off. And two little words tell you what the difference is. The two words, extra dry. Yes, sir, extra dry tells you Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Brisk and bright and clean clear through. That's Rheingold beer for you, and it is the beer for you. Rheingold is a better beer because it's the dry beer. A wonderful beer for those wonderful days we all like to enjoy. Even the flavor has a sparkle to it. You'll find that out with your very first glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. So why not do it right now? Join the millions who say, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. Yes, sir, think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer. Buy some now, the first chance you get, and discover the difference that dry makes. Ask for Rheingold Extra Dry. Well, Jim Hickman is the man of the hour with a tremendous home run belted off Roy Face to give the New York Mets a sweep of the doubleheader in two well-played, extremely well-pitched ball games. The Mets won the opening game in 10 innings by a score of 2-1. It was a mound duel between Roger Craig and Vernon Law. Roger shut out Pittsburgh for 8 innings, gave up one run in the ninth. That tied the game. Murray Bedard took over and slammed the door on Pittsburgh. The Mets won it in the last half of the 10th. The rally was started by Bedard with a base hit. So Bedard was the winner in relief of Roger in the opening game. Fine pitching in this game for both teams. Tracy Stallard hurled superb baseball. He had a no-hitter for 6 innings. He weakened in the seventh, gave up one run. Larry Benares came on. Larry in 1 2/3 gave up one run. Roger Craig gave up just an unearned run in an inning in the third. And Jay Hook got him out in the 10th inning, and Jay will pick up the victory. Hickman's last home run came on the 12th of May off Jim Owen. This was a game-winning wallop and a big one. Here's the line score. New York, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, and 8 left on. Pittsburgh, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and 7 left. The winner is Jay Hook. Jay winning his second game in 4 days. He hurled a 2-hitter to beat the Cubs on Thursday afternoon, Memorial Day. Jay now has 1-3 and lost 5. Roy Face, the loser in both games of this doubleheader today, he now has 1-2 and lost 5. So, a mighty happy day in the polo grounds for the New York Mets. Before a paid crowd of 18,844, they win a doubleheader, both games going 2 innings, 10 innings, and both games won by the margin of 1 run. Final scores 2-1 and 4-3 in 10 innings. Score as the Mets win 2, both 10-inning games, 2-1 and 4-3. So long, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.